पहुँचे हम मधुबन तो देखा अनोखा चमन, जिसमें खुशबू रूहानी थी प्यारी, देखा मानी अपने गुलशन में ओ एक बाबा मिले मधुबन में, शिव बाबा मिले उनके तन में एक Today, Bap Dada Today, Bap Dada has come to meet his most beloved, long lost, now found children who are worthy of claiming God's love and has also come to celebrate the birthday of the father and the children. Has come to celebrate this very unique birthday of the father and the children. All of you too have come to celebrate this unique birthday, haven't you? In the whole Kalpa, no one's birthday is like this birthday. You must not have heard ever before that the father and the children having birthday on the same day. So all of you have come to celebrate the father's birthday. And the father has come to celebrate the children's birthday. The whole Kalpa, God the Father has so much love for the godly children that the father doesn't want to to the task of world transformation alone. He wants to do it with the children. This love of the alaukik company, the love of a companion, is experienced by you only at the Sangam Yoga, the confluence age. There is so much deep love between the father and the children. And this is why the birth day is together, and also where do you stay? Do you stay alone or do you stay together? Every child says with zeal and enthusiasm I am combined with the father. You stay combined, don't you? You don't stay alone, do you? The birth is together, you stay together, and what is your promise for the future? We are together and we will continue to stay together, and we will go back together to our sweet home. Have you ever seen so much love as it is of this father and the children? Let it be any child, wherever he may be. Of child he may be, but he is together. And he will go back together.
Or pyare te pyara
so unique and so lovely is this birthday which you have come to celebrate here. Whether you are celebrating in front sitting here, or whether you are in this land or in foreign lands, everywhere, at the same time, together, all of you are celebrating Bab Dada. Is looking everywhere. Bab Dada is seeing everywhere that how all the children with so much zeal and enthusiasm in their heart, are singing Wah Baba Wah,
Wah birthday,
Wah birthday, Wah. When Baba switches on his switch, he hears the sound of zeal and enthusiasm of all the children everywhere. Enthusiasm of all the children. The father is congratulating multi million times to the children for their divine birth. Actually, the meaning of the word festival is to remain in zeal and enthusiasm. Baba Saiming words utsav in Hindi Utsav is a Hindi word for festival. So Utsav means Utsah, means zeal and enthusiasm.
Utsasi. Ye Utsav mana rahe. Naam bhi bhakton ne
you celebrate the birthday with knowledge and understanding, but the devotee souls celebrate it with their feelings. Actually, they have copied you very well. So Bab Dada today was congratulating the Bhagat children, the devotees, children who play a very good role of copying your children. They have copied everything of yours. One needs the wisdom to copy also, is it not? Important thing is that even the Bhagat souls, the devotee souls, on this day keep a fast. Their fast is of not eating food or not drinking water. Their feeling inside is that in order to make their attitude elevated, they need to keep a fast, and they do this every year. But what is your fast? You take a vow once only, you don't take it every year, you take it only once. You know the word virt in Hindi has two meanings. One virt means a fast and the other is a vow. So both are the same word. And you have taken a vow to lead a pure life. You take this vow only once, and that is for a lifetime. All of you have made this vow, haven't you? Is it firm in you? Those who say that their vow is firm, raise your hand. Is it firm? Is it strong? Is this vow strong? Not even weak, just right at the stand. Oh, complete, full, strong vow. Okay, everyone raise their hand. There's another question too. Okay, you have made a promise, taking a vow, a pledge. That's very good. Now, purity has five male companions. At least nod and say yes. Now, purity has five male companions. Purity means also taking a vow of abstaining from the five companions. So have you taken a vow for abstaining from all the five or just from abstaining one or two? Because where there is purity, there, even if there's a trace of impurity, then will it be called that you are a completely pure soul? And the purity of you Brahmin souls is actually the property of you Brahmin souls. It is your personality, is your royalty. Therefore check that whether you have complete purity or is it that you are paying attention to the main part of purity. But regarding the, its companions, that you are neglecting, you are not paying attention to that. Do you have love for the younger ones and are abstaining from the older ones? If you do that, you abstain from the older ones but have love for the younger ones, then is this right? Has Baba permitted you for that? Because purity doesn't mean brahmacharya, celibacy alone. Actually, it stands for brahmachari, the acts of Brahma, brahmachari, the acharan or the activities of Brahma. That is what Brahma did. He a full promise. He made a complete pledge of conquering all the vices, not just one or two. Children, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, they have very lovely chit-chat with Baba, very sweet chit-chat. They say, Baba, yes, Baba, the main vice I have conquered. The other ones, they come sometimes, maybe in thoughts. Sometimes only they come in my thoughts. They don't come in my words and actions. And Baba, nobody sees what's going on in the mind. And some others say, Baba, there is always love for little children. So sometimes I have love for the four. Anger comes. Attachment comes. I don't invite it, I don't want it, but it comes. So Bhav Dada says, if someone comes, it means that you kept the door open for him to enter, didn't you? Why did you open the door? You have opened the door of weakness. To open the door of weakness means to invoke. On this day, you will of course celebrate your birthday and the father's birthday. But then the promise you made or the vow you took up at the time of your birth, the first blessing which the Father gave you at the time of your birth. Blessing did Baba give you at the time of your birth? May you be holy, may you be yogi. Do all of you remember this blessing of yours? You haven't forgotten it, have you? When Baba gave you the blessing, may you become pure, may you become holy, he didn't tell you to be pure only in one wise, but he gave you this blessing for conquering all the five vices. So Baba has come to celebrate the birthday, not just his, but it is your birthday also, is it not? And so Baba has come with a gift, but have you come to Baba with a gift to give to Baba, or have you come empty-handed? Have you come with a gift for Baba to celebrate his birthday, or have you come empty-handed? Seventy years are completing of the task of establishment. You remember it, don't you? Just imagine. Though you may have come later on, but the establishment took place 70 years ago. 70 years have completed, haven't they? Some of you have come even now. So even if you have come now, but in the task of establishment, all of you are together. Aren't all of you together in the task of establishment, even if there is someone who has come for the first time? All the first timers, raise your hand. All the first timers, raise your hand. Oh, so many. See, first timers, yes, raise your hand high. Baba wants to see. Raise it very high. All the first timers. And each one has Baba's flag in his hand, and they are waving the flag also to Baba. Okay, you may lower your hand. So, someone may be 1 year old, someone may be 2 years old. However, what do you call yourself? You call yourself Brahma Kumari, Brahma Kumar, is it not? Or do you call yourself Effort Maker Kumar, Effort Maker Kumari? Is it Brahma Kumar and Brahma Kumari, or Effort Maker Kumar and Effort Maker Kumari? Does anyone call himself or herself Effort Maker Kumar or Effort Maker Kumari? You sign as Brahma Kumar. You write BK, don't you? Or do you write PK? You know, in Hindi, effort is Purushar. So Purushart Kumari or Brahma Kumari? Do you write BK or do you write PK? P means Purushart. Purushart means effort. So what is your promise? That we are together, and we will always be together, we will go back together, we will stay combined. Therefore, in combined form, there is need of equality, is it not? You have to be equal in order to be combined. So today, yes, you are celebrating the festival, and you have been celebrating it every year for the past 70 years. So, however, everyone is celebrating the 70th year, is it not? You honor the Dadis and you say that they are 70 years. And you give some gifts, that's what you do when you celebrate or you honor the Dadis. But today, it is your birthday, you have come to celebrate that, haven't you? You remember it well. And secondly, 70 years have completed. So you will also honor, won't you? You will celebrate birthday and also celebrate the honoring ceremony you will do. So what will be the gift that you will give? Will you give a bed sheet or a silver glass? What will you give for this birthday or the honoring ceremony? What gift have you brought? Okay, yes, you may give a silver glass. And Baba is giving a sweet smile. Have you come only with that? No. On this day, the pure hope of Bhagdada is that my lamps of hope, children, my hope towards all of you is, should Baba tell you what hopes Baba has? Those in the first line say, should Baba tell you what are Baba's hopes? Children, and if Baba says that means, if Baba mentions it, it means, if you are going to listen to it and Baba is going to say it, what does it mean? Does it mean listening through one ear and taking it out through the other ear? No, is it like that? You won't take it out, no, from the other ear, will you? You will merge it within your heart, won't you? Therefore, on this day, should Baba tell you what hopes Baba has? And nod if you want to do it, all the teachers, nod to Baba. And they are waving to the Baba, and they are waving, each one is given a flag, and they are waving to the flag, double foreigners. Should Baba tell you what Baba's hopes are? Yes, should Baba tell you? Then you'll have to commit yourselves for this. then only Baba will say, if you want to say yes, means it will be a commitment for you. Because, see, 70 years have passed. And Baba has seen many games of laziness, of excuses. Laziness, okay, may not be 70 years, but could be 50 years, 30 years, 20 years. But these three games Baba has seen, many, you know, many of these three games of the children: laziness, carelessness, and the game of excuses. See, on this day, the bhagats, the devotees, they stay awake. They don't sleep whole night. They stay awake whole night. So what is your awakening? What is the awakening or staying awake of you children? Which sleep you sleep every now and then? It is the slumber of laziness, carelessness, and the sleep of giving excuses. You sleep in these three types of sleep with so much comfort. Therefore, today, Bab Dada wishes that from today onwards, you should be staying awake and no longer sleeping in these three types of slumber: laziness, carelessness, and giving excuses. See, whenever anger comes or ego comes or greed comes, what reason do you give for that? Baba is sees as like a trademark, you know, it's like a trademark, something which is the same in all. Many say, oh, this happens, this goes on. Who knows who started that? But then these are the words the children use: this happens, this goes on. It's not a new thing. This keeps on happening. So what is this? Is this not carelessness? See, that one is also doing it. So someone else is pointed towards. So majority of the children, in order to give an excuse because they got angry, they say, this one did like this, that is why I did like this. This happened, this is why I did it. So I did it because this happened or that one did it. So you point out the fault of the other one. If that one wouldn't have done it, or this wouldn't have happened, then I wouldn't have done it. But at that time, you don't say what the Father has said. You say only, if He does, then I will do it. That means you are not following Srimad. Can you not finish anger with the help of Srimad? Nowadays, the child of anger, bossiness, comes, and bossiness is also of different types. So, today, will you also take up a vow of all the other four too? The vow of conquering the other four too. For the first wise, majority of you do take up this vow that you will lead a pure life. Similarly, will you take up a vow of conquering all the other four vices too? Do not give an excuse, it happened because this one did it or that one did it. But at that time you don't remember what Baba has said, you remember only what the other one has done. Isn't this an excuse? Isn't this the game of excuses? Therefore, today's birthday gift, Bap Dada wants this birthday gift from all of you, because you have to give the birthday gift of these three things, because that makes you weak. Of course, you have to face the sanskars of others. But it's not actually facing the sanskars of others, it is only facing a test paper. You appear in this test only at this time of the cycle, and the result of this you will get for half a kalpa. You will be ruling, and for the other half kalpa you will be in your worthy of worship state, and all that you achieve only in this one small life of yours. It's not a very long life, it's a very short life. So, do you have the courage? Do you have the courage? Say, those who say, yes, I will keep the courage. Not, oh, I'll try to give attention, I'll try to make efforts. No gay, no try. You are not small children anymore, already 70 years have passed. A child who's of 3 or 4 months, he says gay, you know, in that sound, because he can't speak. So the word gay comes from his lips. But you are the Father's companions, aren't you? You are the world benefactors, aren't you? And that task has been going on for the past 70 years. So 70 years have finished. Baba will not want you to raise your hand because Baba has seen you raise your hand and still become careless after that sometimes. But those who think that let anything happen, come what may, even a big test paper comes in the form of a huge mountain, but I will change this mountain into cotton wool. Those who are making such a determined thought, yes, thoughts, you have many very good thoughts. When you have good thoughts, Baba is so happy to see you having good thoughts. But what happens is that, see, 70 years have passed. And Bab Dada is still watching that Bab Dada is still cautioning children, don't wait for time. You cannot trust time. Also, whatever attainment you get, you need to experience that for a long time. You may say, okay, I will experience it at the end, but then you need to have that experience for a long time, because you want attainment, is it not? If Baba would make you raise your hand, supposing Baba would ask, who wants to become Ram and Sita of Silver Age? Raise your hand. It will be a sovereignty. You will become a sovereign. Nobody is raising the hand for becoming Ram and Sita. Anyone who says, I don't want to be Lakshmi Narayan, I want to be Ram and Sita. Nobody is raising the hand. Is anyone raising the hand? No one, they each one is looking at the other one. So, Baba is looking around. Is anyone raising the hand for becoming Ram and Sita? What about double foreigners? Do you want to raise your hand for becoming Ram and Sita? No? So, if you want to claim a fortune for a long period of time, that is, if you want to become Lakshmi Narayan, so Lakshmi Narayan means claiming a sovereignty for a long period of time. That means it's an attainment for a long period, and therefore the experience also should be of a long period, should it not? See, you have the experience of 63 births, is it not? You have the sanskars of 63 births, and you say, well, what to do, I didn't really mean it, but what could I do? It is my sanskar of 63 births. So it's an account of a long period of time, is it not? This is why Bab Dada wishes that even in your thoughts, there is lack of determination in your thoughts. You say, yes, it'll happen. It goes on like that. Let it move along. Who has become perfect yet? And there is one thing which all of you know very well. Bhaktada has noticed it. You know it very well. Sometimes when you do not have your own courage, you say, well, even the Maharathis do that. If I did it, then what? Even the Maharathis do it, so what if I did it? But Bap Dada is asking, if someone, if it's a Maharathi and he or she makes a mistake, then at that time, is that one a Maharathi? Then why are you spoiling the name of this word Maharathi? Because at that time that one is not a Maharathi when he or she is making a mistake. So when you say Maharathi is doing it in this way, you are making yourself weak. This is like deceiving yourself. It is easy to see someone else, but you need some courage to see yourself. Therefore, today Bhaktada has come to see your accounts, and he wants to take this gift of the book of these accounts, the accounts of giving excuses. It's a very big book, and Baba wants to finish that. He's come to take this gift from you. So, those who think that, yes, we will definitely do it, we have to do it, we will do it, we have to change, we have to bow down, we have to transform, that is, we have to celebrate the ceremony of transformation. So those who think that we will do all this, they raise their hand. Is it a strong one, a firm one, or is it a weak one? Because sometimes it's a weak one too. But is it a strong one or a weak one? So is your hand for a determined thought, a strong one, strong, firm? Okay, what about the Madhuban Nivasis? Raise your hand high, not half. Raise it high, full. All Madhuban Nivasis. Madhuban Nivasis sit in the front, don't they? You sit very close, you get a chance to sit close. Because you have different departments to look after, so see, you're sitting so close, right in front. The first seats are given to the Madhuban Nivasis. Bhaktada is happy to see. So you're sitting in the front, you're sitting first, so you come first too. So today's gift is a good one, is it not? Bhaktada too is happy to see this gift. why Baba is happy to see this gift, because you are not alone. Behind you, is your whole kingdom, and in that kingdom it's your royal family, your royal subjects. And then from Copper Age onwards, your devotees who will do bhakti in different forms, sato bhakti, rajo bhakti, tamo bhakti. So it's a long line behind you. Because, and then whatever you will do, they who are behind you will continue to do the same. If you give excuses, then your devotees also will give a lot of excuses. At present, even the Brahmin family is looking at you, and if you do something wrong, they will copy that too. Therefore, make a determined thought. Make a determined thought that even if there is different sanskaras, different nature, or if someone has any weakness, sometimes it happens that someone is blamed for no reason. It's all false and he's still blamed. So some children say, Baba, I get angry when somebody blames me for no reason or speaks lies. I get very angry. If someone speaks lies about me or blames me for no reason. But then why are you worried? The true father is with you. If you are truthful and the true father is with you, then why should you worry? Let the whole false world be on one side and you be on the other side with the true father. Then your victory is destined. No one can shake you because the father is with you. You say it is false, so false is false. Why do you increase that falseness, falsehood? If something is not true, it is not true. You don't have to argue about that it's not true, not true. Therefore, today Baba wants to take from you this gift of making excuses. This happened, that happened, that happened. This, that. All this, that should finish. Yes, it was good, it is good, and it will always be good. I am good and I will make everyone good. Acha, acha, good, good, good. That's what should be spoken. Do you like it? Do you like it? will you finish this game of giving excuses? Now raise both hands. Raise both your hands. Raise both your hands. Yes, yes, wave it well. Both hands. Both hands. Everyone. See? See, even. Okay, wherever you are, raise both hands. Baba wants to see all of you raising both hands. Okay, okay, now you may lower your hand. Okay, now you may clap for your transformation. So we went clapped. Okay. Remember this date, this time, and this gathering. Remember the picture of this day, this time, this gathering in front of you all the time. If any weakness comes, first of all, don't allow it to come. Close the gate. You know the gate, is it not? Just close the gate. Put a double lock over it. Nowadays, single lock doesn't work. Double lock is used. So which is your double lock? One is the lock of remembrance and the other is the lock of keeping the mind busy in service. So remembrance and service, these are the two locks. They are the almighty locks. Not God-rage locks, but God's locks, almighty locks. Keep yourself awake fully. Let this wakefulness be complete, strong, and let the vow also be strong. Bap Dada has great love for every child, even if he is last number, then too. Bap Dada has great love even for that child. Why? Because you are the true Brahmin children, and see, does any other father get Brahmin children? No, it's only Baba who gets Brahmin children like you. Let it be any great soul or a Mahamandaleshwar, a guru, a sage, a saint, or even a prophet soul, founder of any religion. Has anyone else ever got such children like you? Who says, my Baba? Is there anyone else in the whole history of the cycle where his children have said, my Baba? Therefore, Bap Dada knows the importance of every child. Children say that we sing the song Wa Baba Wa, and Baba says in return, compared to what you sing, Baba sings 100 times more, Wa, my children, Wa. Is it okay? You are wah wah, great, great, aren't you? Madhuban Nivasi, say you are wah wah bachche, great, great children, aren't you? Yeah, great, great, aren't you great? Yeah, great, yes, all those at the back, are you great? Wah bachche, wah wah bachche. Okay, what is to be done next? This time the turn for seva is by Bhopal zone. Bhopal zone, all from Bhopal zone stand up. Baba wants them to stand. All those of Bhopal zone stand up. So this is a big zone, so many teachers. All the teachers have come. Big group, Bhopal zone. It's Bhopal is in central India, Madhya Pradesh. Yes. Wave the flag. Wave the flag you have in your hand. Okay, now lower the flag. Baba's telling them to lower the flag, lower the hand. It's good. Bhopal is in Madhya Pradesh. Madhya Pradesh, Madhya means central, and Madhya Pradesh is a very big state. You have done service, a great deal. At the beginning you have also brought governors, many VIPs, but recently you haven't brought anyone like them. You have brought them, but not the governor or anybody special. So So, to Bhopal, Bhaktada, especially the teacher, listens attentively to what Baba is saying. Baba wants to make you give two promises. Should Baba tell you? Should Baba tell you which type of promises? The first is, bring such a VIP. Just as you saw the example, didn't you? The governor of Rajasthan came. And felt that this was her divine family. She took a very good experience from here of this divine family and also took up a responsibility. She didn't just say it's very good and went, but she took up this responsibility. Similarly, there are many VIPs in Madhya Pradesh. Bap Dada knows. They are hidden. The only thing you have to do is to bring them on the field. The second, all the big centers, which you call as big centers, make a list and give that list to Baba, the list of the big centers of Bhopal zone. And the list of the smaller centers and their sub-centers and Gita Pathshalas under those main centers. Bap Dada wants to know the whole list, because the main centers are there, and then there's their sub-centers and the Gita Pathshalas. And Baba says, in 1 year, Papa is giving you 1 year. Papa is giving you a lot of time. He shouldn't give you that much, but still, he is giving you 1 year. So, in 1 year, all the big centers, each big center should bring one, at least one air soul in front of Baba. And that air soul should become well known in the yajna. Many centers say that we have many airs, but then air souls cannot be hidden. Air soul means that quality soul who cannot be hidden. Baba will not accept or will not believe that someone is an air soul if he is not revealed in the family. Because if someone is an air soul, he will automatically be revealed. He will be well known in the whole family. So each main center should bring an air quality soul. and this, you don't say, oh, my center is small. No, no, don't become small in this. Even the small ones should become big in this. Even teachers, is it okay? Did Baba say right? Raise your hand then. Those who think that even the small ones will show that they are big. Yes. Yeah, wave your flag. Baba likes this flag in everyone's hand. Yeah, waving with your heart, is it not? So these two tasks Bhopal has to do. One VIP and one air soul. So each one has to create an air soul and a VIP soul. Actually it should be within 6 months, but still Bab Dada is giving you 1 year. Okay? And you have taken this chance of seva, service, it's very good. Baba always praises those who take the chance of service, that you do this seva for self-progress. It's a good chance. Because to take the responsibility of service is not different from the service of the yajna. There you have to give time and also give attention. But here there is only one attention. The attention is of self-progress. Or yajna seva, service of the yajna. The charity which you accumulate by doing seva, service of the yajna, is great. And if you keep on accumulating in this way, then your account will grow very quickly. So it's good, and you have brought a good number. You have taken a good chance. Now Baba will see the result in the future. Okay, you may sit down. Shashiven is saying 700 double foreigners have come from 60 countries and also international mothers Bhatti from 15 countries, 23 countries Kumaris came, so international Kumaris Bhatti. All the double foreigners stand up. Baba wants all the double foreigners to stand up. All the double foreigners. Double foreigners from 60 countries. And they are also waving to Baba with their flag. Bab Dada is very happy on seeing the double foreigners, particularly for one reason. He feels extra happy. You know, at the beginning when the double foreigners came, the teachers must be remembering. So when the double foreigners came at the beginning, it did take them some time to adjust because they came from different backgrounds, different cultures. But then now, Bap Dada is noticing that this, talk about different cultures and all doesn't take place anymore. Because when you see one another and you come in that company, then there's great expansion. And also Bap Dada has heard that majority of you keep giving the message around you, wherever you live, you create different ways of giving Baba's message everywhere, and the result of that is seen that in every turn the double foreigners group is no less every meeting, and also good quality souls are emerging and quantity is increasing too. So it has turned into one tree of sandalwood. All of you have become one tree of sandalwood. It's a sandalwood tree. On seeing this sandalwood tree, Bap Dada is so happy. Bap Dada keeps receiving the news, whether you send it through email. Bap Dada receives the copy first when you send. You have great enthusiasm for service. But now you have to make a determined thought for the promise today. Yes, you'll take number one, is it not? You have to take a number in the front. What number will you take? First number or second number? Doesn't matter if it's second number, is it? All will take the first number, is it? The one who has love only for one Baba, then naturally you will become like him, because you have love only for one Father. There is a slogan, one Father is my world, Baba is my world. This is your slogan, is it not? When Baba is your world, then, and that is only one Baba is your world, then you will be number one, won't you? Just as your title is, or your sign is double foreigners, you are called double foreigners. So, in your efforts to, when you make determined thought, there should be double force in your thoughts. You do keep attention. Then what difference happens is the speed reduces sometimes. You make very good efforts, you make Bhaktada is very happy when he sees how you make plans for your efforts, and you start a topic, you are given an aim. When at that time that aim is very good, you start off with very good force, but then some or the other paper comes, test comes, and these tests are going to come. They will continue to come. But then the determination weakens, and therefore the efforts become ordinary efforts. Always there should be a determined thought. That is lacking, you know, for determined thought to be there constantly, that is lacking. Therefore you have to become double effort makers in everything. I will surely do it. I will surely become it. This is the determined thought. Is it okay? You have that much zeal and enthusiasm, is it not? Do you? You have, yes, but then you have to keep on checking in between whether the determination is continuously strong or not. Don't go into other things. Okay, now Baba wants just the Kumaris to stand up, the others may sit down. Only the Kumaris, okay, who have participated in the Kumaris, International Kumaris Retreat. Yes, they have made a beautiful banner, very good. Baba likes it. They are showing the banner to Baba. Yes, raise your hand, the Kumaris. This is a group of Kumaris. Very good. You do this something very good, because there's a great impact of the atmosphere of Madhuban, of the love from the dadis, and the vibrations of this atmosphere, everything helps. And this is why the special topic which you keep for the retreat and the chit-chat you have, the talks you have, you feel that you get special help, is it not? Do you get help? Do you feel that you get help? Yes? Not if you think yes. Yes. Yeah, and Baba is thinking, why you're not nodding, you're getting the chance. Yeah, do you nod to Baba if you think you're getting help? Yes. Nod your head. And how long does it take to maintain this intoxication? 6-8 months? How long does this intoxication remain, or does it remain constant? You have to revise this. Keep revising inside you, and then realize it within you. Revise it and then realize it. All the points of knowledge, first you have to revise them, and then you have to also realize them within you. Each point, whatever you get of different teachings, or of intoxication, or of happiness, you realize that within you. And realize it within you and find out whether everything is coming into you as part of your experience or not. Is it an experience, or is it only on the level of knowledge, of understanding, the thinking level, or is it also an experience level? Dada wishes that you go into the depth of every point and experience that within yourself. Sometimes you do it, but then little bit of attention for having the deep experience of that is less. You like to listen to everything, but then to realize that, to experience that, in that there is lack of attention. You have to become the embodiment of experience of that whilst moving along, you know, walking. You should be able to experience being in a combined stage with Baba, so there's lackness of this experience. This is why you have to realize that within you. Then you will become real gold. Papa is otherwise happy that the teachers pay a lot of attention. It's good. See, your Dadi pays so much attention, Dadi Janki. She pays so much attention to everyone. So as much as Dadi gives attention to you, that also continuously the attention is given by her. Similarly, you also should have continuous attention on yourself. And in this way, whatever hopes Baba has for you, that by keeping attention, you can definitely become number one. You do realize that you have such and such weakness in you, but then when it comes to transform that, there the numbers are created. In that, Bap Dada has observed that one is lackness of determination and the other is the speciality of making the mind get concentrated. That is, whenever you want or wherever you want the mind to be concentrated there, and then you should be able to do it. That is lacking. If you pay attention to this, whether it is Bharatvasis or it is double foreigners, to pay attention to making a determined thought and also having power of concentration. Let there be economy of thoughts too, economy of words, economy in contacts and relationships. That is, in every sanskar, nature, economy, you have to spend it economically. Spend your energy economically in everything. Economy is also very essential. Economizing in the yagya expenses too. As much you economize in your thoughts, that much you will also economize in the yagya expenses. Because if you are economizing in your thoughts, you will also use that economy in the expenses of the yagya. if the sanskara of having economy in expenses in the yajna, it means that you are not able to economize your thoughts, you don't have the habit of economizing in your thoughts, words, actions. So, the sanskars of economizing are not emerging in you. Therefore, determination and concentration and economy, determination, concentration and economy. Okay, you may sit, the Kumaris are still standing. But Bhakta is happy with you. Yeah, Bhakta is also happy in the plans of service. We can sit down. Kumaris, please sit. See, all the seniors are sitting. Gayatri is sitting. Gayatri, Baba remembers your name a great deal. You have great enthusiasm for service, is it not, Gayatri? It is very good. International Mothers Retreat from 15 countries, 160 mothers from 15 countries. All the mothers stand up, those who participate in the International Mothers Retreat. All the mothers who were in the International Mothers Retreat. The Mothers Retreat for 2 days it took place. Where are they? Wave to Daddy, wave to Baba, sorry. Oh, they made a beautiful picture of Mama and the Shaktis. This is the speciality, this of making Mama and the Shaktis, are 8 powers. It's very good. Here also there are the mothers. 160 mothers. See, so many mothers. If each mother becomes a world mother, through attitude at every moment, in every thought, if each mother becomes a world mother and remains in that stage of world mother, then you will get so many blessings from all, because the feelings of a mother reach very quickly. So all the mothers who are standing, every moment have the consciousness that I am the world mother and I have to give vibrations to my children in the world. Just as a mother sustains her children with love, similarly, all of you should consider everyone to be like your child and give sustenance through vibrations. Is it okay? Now Baba will see. During the whole day, how much each mother became a world mother and spread the vibrations. In this, self-progress is automatically included. Okay. You should do this, okay? Mothers are good. You are in Bhaktada's vision. And you are courageous too. You can do it. then you will continue to move forward. Okay, you may sit down. So those from Russia, they have a very big project. They will go in 150 cities of Russia and other countries nearby, and the name of the project is called Positive Change in 150 cities, and all the teachers of Russia, all those of Russia, stand up. All those of Russia, all from Russia, stand up. Yes, Bap Dada heard the news from the child, means from Gulzar Dadi, that about this news. And Bap Dada liked this very much when Bap Dada had said, send the result of okay. So that also you have sent very well, the result of okay. Congratulations, congratulations. Bap Dada heard this plan, and it's a good plan. You have created it with great enthusiasm, and the method also is very good. It will become easy for you. Zeal and enthusiasm automatically leads to success. Success is included in zeal and enthusiasm. You have got very good hands also, and the quantity is also good. Bap Dada likes it very much. Also the pure feelings of everyone, because all are listening to this, so each one is giving you the good wishes, the pure feelings for this project. Congratulations. And they have this big poster, relay race of positive changes. And this is their poster. They're going to go to 150 cities. Very good. Okay, you may sit down. And now the mic is in Mohini Ben's hand. Sister Mohini has come from Bombay, and Mohini Ben is telling Baba, Dadiji has sent you lots of love and remembrance, and Mohini Ben and Dr. Ashok Mehta, Yogini Ben, everyone, all of them have sent lots and lots of love and remembrance. They are watching you. They are also hearing you, Baba. So Baba, she wants Baba to give Yad Piya to everyone there, whoever is with Dadi in Bombay Hospital. Dadi is the beloved Dadi of everyone's heart. Daddy is sending waves of love here already. And Bap Dada has told you earlier also that for Dadi, it may be said that she is a patient. Papa had given this message that though it may be said that she is a patient, but in practical form, even the doctors are surprised that this one is not a patient. She is not a patient, but she is in patience. In spite of being a patient, she is an image of patience. What patience really is, that she is showing. You may feel that maybe something is happening to Dadi, but then if you ask Dadi, Dadi will say it's nothing. So she is not a patient. She is an image of patience, showing her image of patience. Yes, the illness is there, but she has become detached and loving. That illness is doing its work, but she is detached and loving. This is a process of purification. At the moment, she is in a liberated stage, though she is in the body, but she is in the liberated stage. So now is Jivan Mukta stage. And then at the end will be the 8 goddesses will be revealed. And in bhakti it will be called as becoming a personal god. So Ashta means 8 and Ishta means personal god. So she has all the 3 sanskars of, all the 3 sanskars are playing their part at this time through her. The stage of Jivan Mukti, the stage of the 8 goddesses, Ashta, and the 8 and the Isht, the personal god, and the other sevadharis who are with Dadi, they too are serving with their heart. So they are of course serving day and night, but of course you may continue to do service, but do not have any type of waste thoughts. Dadi is yours and she will remain yours. Kama Singh, that is yours and she will remain yours. Baba is giving Dadi powerful drishti, you can feel it. But Dada has seen that at the time Brahma Baba became avyakt, at that time Baba gave drishti to Dadi. So with the willpower of the drishti which Brahma Baba gave to Dadi, to do all the task with all the love, with all the pure feelings, considering the self to be only an instrument, and with that humility doing everything. In that she followed Brahma Baba completely, and filled power in the whole Brahmin family. And lived with the other dadis and played a very good role with everyone. And now, even now, in the subtle form, she is playing her part with you. Bap Dada too sings the greatness of Dadi. She bound everyone in the gathering with love and cooperation. And this is the immortal blessing. Everyone has lots of love for Dadi, and that is also making Baba happy that everyone has so much love for Dadi. And also now whatever cards, letters, so many greeting cards, letters, emails, greetings, all that you have sent for Bap Dada, that Bap Dada has accepted them, and in return to all of them, to everyone individually, along with name and each one's speciality, Bap Dada is giving love, remembrance and blessings. Some sent their thoughts, their loveful feelings even that has been they have conveyed this love, the zeal and enthusiasm in a subtle form to all of those children, to Bap Dadas, multi million times love, remembrance, and Bap Dadas blessings from the heart. All of you who are sitting in corporeal form in front, this joy and the joy of seeing through the gadgets of science, however clear it may be, however good it may seem, however, to come face to face in Madhuban is the gateway to true progress. It makes one progress or move forward quickly. Okay. Whatever Bap Dada has said for you to do, just recollect all that, and for 1 minute become an embodiment of that determined thought that excuses laziness and carelessness with the power of determined thought, I will finish that, all the three, forever. And accumulate it for a long period of time. Accumulate and experience it for a long period of time, come what may. I will not see anything else. But I will definitely be seated on Bap Dada's heart throne, and thereby be seated on the throne of the world. So with this determined thought, sit in the stage of this determined thought, all of you. Okay. To all those children everywhere who experience determined thought in them all the time, who use the key of determined thought in every task all the time, who are always with the Father and always as companions of the Father in every task. To those who are embodiments of the remembrance of one, always in a stage of concentration and always economical, who keep flying all the time, to such beloved, long lost, now found, special children, Bap Dadas, love, remembrance and namaste salutations.